All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, without further ado, live Tesh, I demand it. God, so good. David, please.
Boy, do I need this today. This brings me
amen.
A little joy.
That's right. Even though we don't have an NBA team in this town, let's do it.
All right, this is the NBA Roundball Recap. We're doing the What's Next edition. So the four teams that lost, four teams that won. What's next for each team?
All right, I can dig that.
Start with the Denver Nuggets. You got Jokic and Murray. They're their core. Millsap is probably gone. $30 million team option. You're probably going to let him go.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who's sitting on their roster set out the entire season?
Michael Porter Jr.
Could he be the piece they need to go further in the playoffs next season?
I think that's probably a bit optimistic. Again, his health is the issue and this back stuff. What they really need, though, is they need somebody to run alongside Jokic. Look, Jokic's greatness is unquestioned. I mean, he's unbelievable. And by the way, I loved him in the postgame, taking the blame and being a team leader. That was great.
Yes.
I don't know whether it's Jamal Murray taking another step forward. I don't know if they need to get out on the open market and make a bold trade. But if I'm the Nuggets, I'm going to find a way to get a running mate for Jokic, a proper running mate. My God, this electric guitar is searing.
You're the real MVP.
Thank you, Kevin.
So we have the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, God. How much time do I have?
So, should they offer the max to both Butler and Harris? And you've kind of mentioned it already, but is Brett Brown, is it time for him to go get a new coach here?
The problem I have is, look, you gave Brown an extension because of all he dealt with the bad teams. You either like Brown as a coach or you don't. I don't think a game seven where you lose on a buzzer beater that hits the rim 4,000 times should be the referendum on Brett Brown. I will assume he will be scapegoated and he will be gone. Now, to your question about the roster, a couple things. A, I think you got to add somebody to mix here, David. There's J.J. Redick.
Yeah.
There's Tobias Harris.
Yep.
And there's Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
I think you got to choose two of those three. The other angle, they must figure out what they are going to do, Ben Simmons and Embiid. They do not fit together. Now, this summer, to me, you got to preserve some of these assets. But I will be shocked at the end of this summer if there's not a big trade in Philly.
Yeah.
I think it has to happen.
Bang! Well, speaking of trades, let's move on to your team.
I'll pass. Next.
Outside of Kyrie Irving, we all know he has a decision to make. It's his decision.
Leave.
They can't do anything about it.
I hate him.
So what does Boston do outside of that? Terry Rozier,
yeah,
restricted. Al Horford, and Gordon Hayward. Do they make a move for any of those? Trade
oh,
them,
man.
Sign Terry Rozier. What do they do?
All right, the one move I think that is damn near assured, Al will opt out, and he will sign a more team-friendly deal with the Celtics. So instead of the Celtics paying him 30 for one, they'll pay him 45 for three. Take him down to about a $15 million salary. I think that will happen. Now, Rozier, look, if Kyrie walks, Terry is your point guard. That's it. The Gordon Hayward one is really interesting to me. Now, I try not to hate Gordon Hayward because of what happened to him. And that injury was horrific. But mentally, he still ain't right. And he went in outer space for the Milwaukee series. You do wonder if there's a team out there in a small market that would take a chance on landing what in their mind is a star, and they could offer the Celtics a way to reset in that deal. I don't think it's a majority play, but I wouldn't take it off the board. I do wonder about stuff like that. You get one of those small market teams, they can't go to free agency. Maybe they can make a deal with the Celtics. But the Horford one, I'm damn near certain of.
Now, talking about this next team brings a great smile to my face.
What's that?
They lost the Houston Rockets.
Oy vey.
So, Chris Paul probably has the worst contract in the NBA coming up.
Second worst, John Wall.
I don't know, man. He has 3 years left, $123 million, and he will be 34 next season. Their core, $107 million committed next year. Chris Paul, Harden, Capella, and Gordon. What is their future? What does it look like? Is it simply just waiting on Durant to leave Golden State to
yeah,
beat them?
I think that's it. I mean, look, I asked Friday, I said, if they lose this series, do they get put in the fraud bin? And of course, nobody called. We didn't have a chance to really get down the line on that. But, David, they didn't just lose a series. They lost game six. They didn't even get it back to Golden State.
Exactly.
I think if KD leaves, sadly, Houston becomes a favorite in the West. So their outlook might be a lot brighter than we're painting it right now. My God, this guitar.
No, if you don't like that, you don't like NBA basketball.
Let's move on to the teams that are headed to their conference finals. Start with the Portland Trailblazers. Durant looks to be out until at least game three.
Yeah.
Can Dame and company find a way to split in Oakland heading home for game three?
I think they can get two games in the series. How about that? If they can get Lillard from round one and McCollum from round two, and then magically, somehow Rodney Hood's not dead for the rest of the playoffs with that ugly knee injury.
Yeah.
Look, Rodney Hood was playing pretty well for them.
He was.
I think there's a chance to get two. But this is an accomplishment for them because, let's face it, they are still missing one of their best players in Yusuf Nurkic. Yep. Portland's offseason, though, is going to be interesting. How do they get an add-on? You know Aminu's coming off the books. They got to go all in with this now, right? McCollum was on the trade block forever. They never did it. They got to commit to Lillard, commit to McCollum, commit to Nurkic. Zach Collins, my guy, that's who I wanted the Pistons to take. He's coming on.
Yeah.
Now, maybe he's the guy who really explodes on the scene next year. But if you're Portland, is it unfair to say that Portland could be the number two in the West next year with a good offseason? Or do you want to just give that to the Nuggets? Okay, well, then there. I think they can get two in this series.
The Milwaukee Bucks. I'm sorry there. The Milwaukee
Bucks. Oh, yeah, that high-level sound effect.
I love that one.
It's awful.
Just simple with the Bucks. Can Middleton slow down Kawhi Leonard?
No, nothing's going to slow him down. I thought it was fascinating yesterday that Kawhi looked around at his teammates and like, what? Right. No, in all seriousness, like, obviously, they're without OG Anunoby, who's coming back this series, but, like, Siakam wanted nothing to do with it out there. Lowry stunk. I think Kawhi just did what he had to do. I'm going to take 70 shots. Yep. None of these other busters are going to do it. No, you don't slow down Kawhi. And Nick Nurse and Toronto, they understand. That's the superstar. That's the guy. And Kawhi is not going to be shy about it. No, you won't slow him down.
No regard for human life!
Keep it simple with the Golden State Warriors. Did winning that game guarantee that Durant is leaving? They don't need him, do they?
David, listen. Of course they need him. But I believe since last summer he's going to New York, so I can't change now. So, yes. Sure, David. Yes, he gone.
So the Toronto Raptors, in the regular season, Kyle Lowry averaged just 6.3 points per game against the Bucks. Had more turnovers than field goals made.
Yeah.
Can Toronto win this series if he isn't better?
No, and that's the problem, is a him versus Bledsoe matchup. I think it's a Bledsoe-dominated matchup. I think for Toronto, the way that they can get this done is Anunoby's got to come back from the appendix injury, which is about a month ago. Not an appendix injury, but a surgery. OG Anunoby's kind of an X factor. And Siakam has to not only accept the moment, but embrace it. I didn't like what I saw from him the last couple games.
Yes.
If they do that, and they're going to slow this thing down, yeah, man. Look, if I'm Milwaukee, I'm not pumped up that I'm seeing Toronto. Anunoby's supposed to be back for the conference finals. We'll see how that goes. But, yeah, the point guard is a major problem, David. I hate Lowry in the playoffs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.